2023. My name is Sheila and this is Crime Stories from the Beyond episode number 3. We're talking today about Don't Be Fooled by Nudist Camp Owner, the owner who is also a murderer.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it. In today's episode of the podcast, we will be discussing the case of a nudist camp owner who was actually a murderer. It may seem like an unusual topic to discuss, but it's a story that needs to be told. This story serves as a reminder that not everyone is who they seem, and we must always be cautious of people we meet in our lives.
In the summer of 1984, the tranquil village of Ponderosa Sun Club, located in Roselawn, Indiana, was shaken by a brutal murder. The victim was a young woman, Karen Range, who was a member of the nudist camp. Her body was found in a nearby field with her clothes ripped off, and she had been badly beaten. The police initial investigation led to no suspects, and the case went cold for a couple of years. In 1986, the police received an anonymous tip that led them to an unexpected suspect. The suspect was the owner of the nudist camp, David Roth. David Roth was a well-respected member of the community and had been running the nudist camp for over 10 years. He was seen as a pillar of the community and was involved in various local organizations. The police investigation found that Roth had inappropriately touched and harassed several women in the camp, including Karen Range, before her murder. Roth had been seen arguing with Range on the night of her murder, and several camp members reported seeing him leave the camp in the early hours of the morning.
The police arrested Roth, and during questioning, he confessed to Karen Range's murder. He stated that he had become enraged when she rejected his advances, and he had beaten her to death. Roth led police to the murder weapon, which was found hidden in his home.
Despite the overwhelming evidence against him, David Roth maintained his innocence and even tried to reverse his confession. However, as a result of his confession and other evidence, he was found guilty of first-degree murder and sentenced to 130 years in prison.
What makes this case unique is that Roth was not just a brutal murderer, he was also a respected member of the community. He had successfully hidden his violent tendencies and was trusted by many people. In hindsight, there were some warning signs that should have been noticed, such as the anonymous letter written by a camp member that states, "David is a time bomb, and everybody knows it." However, unfortunately, it took a murder for his true nature to be exposed.
This case serves as a cautionary tale for us all. It reminds us that not everyone is who they seem, and we must always be cautious of people we meet. As difficult as it may be, we must always look past appearances and status and focus on a person's character and actions. We should never let our guard down and be aware of our surroundings. This case also reminds us that being complacent can have severe consequences, and it's crucial to take any warning signs seriously. In conclusion, the case of David Roth is a chilling reminder that anyone can be a murderer, and we must not let appearances deceive us. We must be vigilant about the company we keep and trust our instincts if something feels off. We hope this story has raised awareness and reminded listeners to stay mindful and careful in their daily lives. Thank you for tuning into this episode, and we hope to have you back on the next one.
This has been Crime Stories from the Beyond, Episode 3. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.